Okay, so you tell me your name and what your role is at the Royal Albert Hall.
I'm Caroline Place and I'm the rigging manager.
Right, and so over the last 2 years, you've taken more responsibility for the... she's laughing so
I'm not,
much.
I'm not laughing. I'll walk out.
No, it's nothing to do with you.
Over the last 2 years, you've taken much more responsibility for the in-house production. And so how has that changed your job in the Albert Hall?
Total silence. No, we've started to do more planning. It means we're more in control of what happens in the hall, so it's safer. We're now employing riggers directly, which means we've got much better communication with them, which they like and we like.
Okay, and so you've also you've upgraded your equipment in the hall. Since you've had more control over it, rather than hiring equipment in, you're doing a lot more in-house. So how have you transformed it?
We've installed a new load cell system. We now have 38 load cells, which are on our PA motors, house trusses, and motors we use for video walls. And that means we can see exactly what loads people are hanging on the motors, so we can work out whether it's going to work.
Safe?
And it's safer, yeah, we know.
Okay, say that sentence again then with safe bit in so that...
We know what loads people are going to hang on the motors. It's a lot safer because we can make sure the loads are distributed properly.
Brilliant, fantastic. So also, you started to directly employ riggers as opposed to bringing in rigger companies as a third party. So... I mean, that must have made a difference in terms of how you work and how you get on with those people.
Yes, I mean, we try and employ people that we know well and we like them. It means I can send them out plans directly. They like having a better relationship with the hall. They all know the building well and have done for several years. And I think they respect us more for it, and we get much better work from them and with them.
Brilliant. And finally, you've just done the National Rigging Certificate. And passed and flying
yep.
colours. And why do you think it's important to have the National Rigging Certificate as part of your career role? Yeah. See?
It's an important bit of paper, really, that sets a benchmark for what level you can rig to.
Mm-hmm.
So you know if people are coming in who have it, that they have a certain level of rigging ability, and it also means that people coming in and working with us know that we understand what we're doing and can trust us when we're asking them to do certain things.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.